one or the other, I forget. Maybe that's the way it's pronounced.
Maybe you could tell me some types of soil, productive and non-productive or poor.
Well, there's the different types of soil, and I don't know if I can tell you. There's sandy soil, and and I've heard them talk a hard band. That's real hard. And then there's gumbo. There was gumbo up in Sunshine Basin a lot. And when it gets wet, oh, it's slippery, but I'll tell you, it raises good crops anyway.
What about productive soil? Gumbo would be a productive soil.
Gumbo was. We always thought so, of course. I can't remember ever using commercial fertilizer. Huh. It was just like manure and stuff you use those days. But my lad, we always raised wonderful gardens and hay and grain and everything. Sandy soil.
You walk along here, made out of cement that you can walk along the side of the road. That's called a...
Concrete, you mean?
Right out here, you can walk along. Do you have sidewalks? Is that what you call them?
Well, yeah, yes, there's sidewalks. Yes, you walk on sidewalks in town.
What's your understanding of the word boulevard? Was that a big street?
Boulevard. Now, what is boulevard? That's more to do in the cities or something. What would a boulevard? I can't think. Okay. What is a boulevard? What would you call a boulevard?
You just think maybe a large
street? You probably know, don't you? Don't you know what a boulevard is?
That's fine.
That's what I'm trying to think.
You just think in the city then, probably?
I never hear them use the word here.
I see. Okay, what about, are there different types of paved and unpaved roads?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me. Just
sure. An unpaved road is just simply a dirt where it's made just in the soil, or ordinary soil. And then a paved road, or like these paved highways that they're mixed with the, some are concrete and some are oil and all that process of mixing they make high roads out of. I can't tell you all that, but that's the difference.
Okay.
And just a plain old dirt road, that's an unpaved road. This street out here is an unpaved. If they're treated with something that makes a good hard surface, like the highway coming up the hill when you're coming up, you know, some of the streets here.
Okay.
But this is an unpaved or just a dirt.
What do they call that where a roadway passes in a mountain, where it goes between a low spot? What would they call that? Maybe between mountains or?
Oh, a road?
Would they use the word notch or gap or pass?
Well, they have what the gap or a pass would be like. I think a pass or a gap in the mountain is kind of low place where they maybe can get through or could get through with wagons or something. That would be passable anyway.
Okay, and the term badlands, what?
Well, badlands, yes, that's out here just in the hills where the, maybe you'll find some of the weirdest way the soil is and the rocks and every formation. You ought to see the Badlands in South Dakota. Have you ever seen them?
I have.
Well, and aren't they something?
They are. What about the term high plains? What would that mean?
Well, I don't know if I ever hear that term here. But
people don't use that.
But I don't know where the high plains, where would the high plains, if some states maybe.
People here would just say plains, I guess.
Well, I hear the word plains. You're on the plains. Well, on the plains or a prairie is out here where it might be and where there's nothing much there, I suppose, only what would grow natural.
I see. Okay.
You know.
What about are there types of canyons? Or?
Well, yes, a canyon is a deep, or maybe like a maybe there'll be a, like the river, the Grand Canyon, or whatever they call it, you know, all that. That's a canyon of a sort. Or maybe there'd be a real deep gully or somewhere out there between down in there that you could call a canyon. I don't think it necessarily always means that there'd be water at the bottom.
Okay, what about types of waterfalls?